So it is high noon, which is eight bells of the forenoon watch. And this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair in the Gene Bosch studio. And we're doing things just a little bit differently today because today is Give Big. And it is Give Big, which is sponsored by, if Tom will move a little bit to starboard, it is sponsored by the generosity of what we here on the island called the Amy. Would you move? Right. And so Youth and Family Services is an agency here on the island which has been with us for a number of years. It is not a startup in the sense that we are just beginning to work together, but with the challenges of things that are not only happening in the world today, but have been happening in the world since the beginning of time. We're not talking about things that have just started with us. We're talking about things which have gone on for a long time. So I'm going to start with you and ask you to describe the mission of Youth and Family Services. And I see that you have in front of you a brochure.
Yes, this is our community report that I'm just finishing up getting ready to mail. So our mission is to foster a thriving community of emotionally healthy and resilient children, youth, adults, and families. And we prioritize serving Vashon's most vulnerable populations and communities, particularly those who face systemic barriers to accessing services or belong to groups that are historically excluded from resources, recovery, and power.
So I'm just a simple sea captain who can barely read or write. What does the term systemic barriers mean?
Oh, things like poverty, racism.
Discrimination in housing, discrimination in general that prevents access to basic needs, health care, and resources that everybody relies upon.
So tell us a couple of stories. I'm a storyteller myself, and of not necessarily high skill, but I tell stories to my grandchildren, for example, and then because they cannot escape, they have to sit. They have to sit and listen. So tell me, and Tom is here. Tom is my colleague.
Thank you very much.
On the whole business of the Voice of Vashon, his program, having to do with healing, comes right after mine. I encourage all of Captain Joe's people who do not have to make a head call to get up or to stay with Tom during that time. So how about giving us a couple of stories which come from your experience about people here on the island, and of course we do not identify who they are, but tell us a couple of stories about your successes, and then because we don't always succeed in life. Maybe you would share with us one where things did not go exactly as you had hoped and planned.
Okay. Well, one thing that pops into my mind is Vashon Kids, which is our child care program at Chautauqua Elementary. For a long time, they wanted to do a theater club, and they didn't have the money to do it. And so some of us got together. We partnered with Vashon Repertory Theater, and we wrote some grants, and we got funded for a theater club. So they're just about to do their first performance, and Emmy has something to say here.
I just wanted to say that that sounds pretty basic, but backing up, these kids don't have parents that are available to take them to after school programming and pick them up. And, you know, that's an actual luxury, and working families aren't able to do that consistently. So this is something that's provided for them at school. There's no transportation needed. We come to them and they provide all kinds of enrichment programs. And this is one that they've been fighting for several years. And we've got some local families that are really passionate about supporting theater and the arts to kids that may not have access to it.
That's right. Yeah.
Thanks, Tiffany. And I mean, and another thing too, Tom here, I get the pleasure of being a part of Vashon Youth and Family Services, and there are so many different areas that we cover on the island. Mm-hmm. When I'm out doing a public service event or hobnobbing on the island, when people find out I'm associated with Vashon Youth and Family Services, I can't tell you how many times a parent has come up to me saying, you know, thanks to you guys, my wife and I, or my partner and I, were able to continue working and having a job to support our families because you guys took care of our kids when we couldn't
That's good to hear.
Well, when we couldn't find child services on the island anywhere else.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest services that we offer, in addition to the counseling and family place and everything else that we're associated with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm particularly interested in your story about the theater program. Do you work with the arts community here on the island to put this together?
We do, yes. We partner with Vashon Repertory Theater. Charlotte Tinkin and Meg Thompson come every Tuesday to Vashon Kids, and they've been working all spring on a couple of a few, actually, Greek plays, which were written by Roz Hines, who used to be a Vashon kid and is now a teacher at Vashon Kids.
Wow.
Full circle.
Yeah.
And so, what about Teen Jam coming up, too?
Oh, yeah. Well, Teen Jam, actually, the Coop is going to be doing Teen Jam this year.
Okay.
They have all the equipment, and they came to me and said, we want to do it. And I said, here you go. Here's a nice little bow. You got it.
So you should tell the people who are listening all over the world. I will tell you that Vashon, Voice of Vashon, reaches all over the world. What the Coop is.
The Coop is a music venue, and they recently became a nonprofit, and they have a youth-focused mission.
So I asked the question because that demonstrates the interlocking of so many different activities here on the island. I happen to know and have known ever since I've lived on the island some of the people who are connected with and play at the Coop, and some of them are, not to put too fine a point on it, have acquired a certain number of chronological years. And at the same time, they are reaching out to the younger people. So mm-hmm. and you mentioned Charlotte, and Charlotte has been a friend and colleague for as long as I've lived on the island. And anything that Charlotte is connected with, I will help and support. So besides the theater program, which I find to be especially exciting, and I look forward to an announcement as to when the first of the performances is.
It'll be June 16th.
All right.
At 4 o'clock at Chautauqua.
At Chautauqua. All right. And Greek.
Greek myths, yeah.
Wow. That's a tough one.
Yeah. So Roz adapted them to kind of, you know, meet the kids where they are. And Adam Endy, the puppet guy?
Mm.
They came and built these amazing puppets, and the kids are incorporating it into the plays.
Oh, wow.
So it's a special pleasure to have Tom here. I did not realize until you just brought it up that among your many activities and your many concerns with island life, that you're also connected to Vashon Youth and Family Services.
Well, you know what? Thank you. That's how I got here. In fact, originally I was asked to sit in on Brown briefly and talk about the availability of fentanyl strips on the island. And after that, I was offered a weekly show here, and we call it Adventures in Recovery every Tuesday at 1:30. But this time is not about me. It's all about our not-for-profit agencies on the island right now, And since it is Give Big Day, we've got a goal in mind at Vashon Youth and Family Services, and some of the, it's not just theater. I mean, we have counseling available, which is really saving a lot of people, which really boomed from COVID, from PTSD reactions from that. And maybe Tiffany and, you know, maybe you guys can talk a little bit about that. What our goal is today to reach for fundraising and giving today on this big day of giving.
I'm going to let our fundraising queen talk about our goal.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Our goal for the day is 10,000 for Give Big. We are at 5,275.
Woo!
And what we intend to do with this funding is to go towards our family support fund. And that is supporting two different programs. One is the Vashon Kids, which is where the theater takes place. But it is through referrals through our intensive crisis therapist at VYFS that kids come from the middle school and the high school, middle school and elementary school to Vashon Kids. The other program that this will be supporting today, that any gift you give today will go towards, is free respite child care at Family Place for children under five. And that's 3 days a week for 3.5 hours, which gives parents and caregivers a chance to go run an errand, go to a doctor's appointment, just take a break and get some things done, but hopefully take a break and a respite. And that is free 3 days a week at Family Place. So the funding, any gift you give today, goes towards Vashon Kids and towards the Family Place respite child care. And if there's time, I have a short letter from our intensive crisis therapist for VYFS regarding the importance and the need for Vashon Kids at this time. And I can save that for the end, because I know Tiffany wants to describe our other unbelievable programming.
But before we leave the child care one, child care for military families is a great, great challenge. And so I am particularly interested, Amy, in the description that you gave of it. It is my custom, whenever we do this particular thing, to make a small but pithy and donation, which I do now, and hand over to you.
Oh, man, thank you.
And it is...
thank you so much.
It is in particular to go to the fund that provides the daycare for those kids.
Okay, definitely.
So... when you describe this, tell me, first of all, the word that is so beloved of all island people. It sounds like it is free.
Yes.
And what are the requirements that a family needs to fulfill in order to qualify to have a kid taken care of for those 3 days that they get to take off and go and do something that they have to do for themselves? Because parents have to do for themselves as well as for the people that they are charged with taking care of.
As far as I know, that it's for everyone. Anyone with a child under 5 years old. There's not an income qualification. You just need to, you can go online to vyfs.org on our website, or you can give Family Place a call. Our main number, 206-463-5511. And Molly will talk to you about the drop-in care that's free at Family Place and get you scheduled. That's all you got to do.
So I have grandchildren that come to me sometimes unannounced. Could I just bring a grandchild up and park him or her with you if they are of that age?
I think that it does require reservation, though.
So you just have to register with
just
Family Place.
So fill up, and we have enough child care providers.
I can't throw them in the back of my little brown truck and bring them.
We have to make sure we have scheduled enough caregivers.
All right.
Yeah. You could set it up ahead of time and surprise. Hey, kids, we have a surprise for you.
Yes.
You're getting dumped off.
Yes.
It's a great place to be dumped off.
Absolutely.
I think that's a great program, and it is the first time that I've heard about it. So
it's new.
I'm delighted to be the one to announce it. I would not be surprised, Amy, if you get a number of calls as a result of this broadcast.
We hope so. We're hoping for that. So that people learn that this program is out there.
So. Okay. So for Tom and Captain Joe's people out there that are listening, and you have a youngster up to the age of 5.
Yes.
Amy has just given you a phone number that you can... Amy!
That's not the first time.
Amy was just here. I just want to also add, too, that all of the people that work, all of the caregivers, if you will, at the agency are all certified. And they're all credentialed. So it's total professional staff that's
background
trained in working
well.
With kids.
Yeah. That's right. I was going to say background checks have definitely been given.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. So, Tiffany, you, Emmy, I only allow myself one mistake each quarter, and I've already used it up. So, and not only that, would make it even worse, your name is typed out in my little log sheet here. Emmy, my dear, we got it right this time.
Okay.
All right, Tiffany, I know that Emmy wanted you to pick up a thread, a hawser. Let's go for it.
Okay. So we have an amazing outreach and engagement team, and they are out in the community doing super cool, fun things like adventures with movies and emotions. On one Tuesday a month throughout the whole year, we show a movie at the Vashon Theater, and it's free. You get also free popcorn.
Mighty Mouse,
yeah. And after the show, there's a discussion that's led by a VYFS counselor and our outreach staff.
And I've had the pleasure of attending a couple of those and partaking in those. And the turnouts keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Let's face it, it's a cheap date night. Free movie, free snacks, and a discussion to follow. And they're early enough in the day. I believe doors usually open about 5 or 5:30.
5:30,
and
that's
so
right.
You're out of there by 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and the discussions are fun and lively.
And optional.
Yes. And that reminds me, tomorrow... at the Vashon High School Theater, we are showing Screenagers.
Open to everybody.
Open to everybody. It's free. You don't need a ticket. Just show up. Doors open at 5:30. And again, there will be a discussion afterward.
So once again, this one is not at the theater, but at the high school.
That's correct.
Further characterize the title that you just gave me. What is it about?
Screenagers?
Yes.
I'm going to leave that to Tiffany.
Oh. Well, I haven't actually seen it, but...
going in blind, in other words, yes.
It's about, the effect of screens on our youth.
Exactly. I mean, how many times do you see a kid, well, and an adult, looking down at their phone 24/7? I mean, there's even a disorder now with neck problems for people looking down so much, truly.
Yeah.
And so it really is addressing the fact that how much time are we devoting to just looking at the screens on our phone or playing games on our computer and not having real life interaction?
Yeah, and what's that doing for young brains?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the movie is actually, it's a documentary and it's appropriate for all ages, not just high school kids.
Well, it sounds to me like it's more appropriate for parents who may need to exert a little bit of discipline in their...
Or themselves.
In their
Available emotionally because they're on their phones.
It's for everybody.
So what are some of the... Emmy, this one's for you.
Okay.
What are some of the events that you use in order to generate the funding? That's question one, and I have a reason for asking it. And the reason is this. Some years ago... there was a raft up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the raft up?
Yes.
And the raft up was to collect all of these different floating objects.
Hmm.
And my part in it was to get the Coast Guard's approval of this event. And it turned out to be not the huge success that we had all anticipated or hoped. And the line item in the budget, which was attached to the raft up, was somewhat less than what we had expected.
Yep.
So what are some of the events that you used to raise the money, A? And the second question is, are you able to, when you file your 990, are you able to have down at the lower right-hand corner at least a small positive number?
The answer is yes to that. We're in really good standing these last couple of years. We rely heavily on grants, mostly through King County and some foundations, but mostly King County grants is how we're able to provide our programming. And then another percentage of it, it's about 7% of our income comes from individual donors on the island and some off island. And then we get, I can't read that number, it's so tiny, but I think it's 41?
38%.
38% comes from Medicaid remittance from our behavioral health counseling. And that's the one that's in a bit of jeopardy right now, especially in 2027. We anticipate the cuts will be hitting then. So we are diversifying our income more through foundations and individual donors, just so that we're, you know, we can be prepared for what's to come.
Well, clearly you are concerned that in the next federal budget cycle that and also in the state budget cycle. That there's maybe some gaps that had not been in your thinking, let's say, 2 years ago.
Correct.
So I am confident that the staff and the board are working that particular problem to make sure. And I make this in the context of this, that I sit on the board for the Washington Poison Center.
Okay.
And one of the things with which we're very much involved is fentanyl prevention rather than, but also dealing with what happens when people overdose.
Right.
I carry a Narcan kit in my car, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that I believe Tom does.
And yes, of course I do. And I tell people, if you do have a Narcan kit, keep it in your car.
Yeah.
Because somebody's probably not going to be overdosing in your home.
Right.
But when you're out and about, you might see somebody on the side of the road or leaned up against a building that might need help.
Yep.
And there's a whole other protocol we can address with that, too, on a future show.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a few minutes left, and I'd like to hear the letter that you brought.
Okay, great. All right, so this is from our intensive crisis therapist, Leanne McKean. She says, I have witnessed firsthand the profound importance of Vashon Kids funding in providing low-income families with access to before and after school childcare. Many families I work with are overwhelmed by the challenges of meeting their children's basic needs, leaving little time or resources to arrange playdates or safe social opportunities for their kids. This gap often means that youth miss out on crucial periods of free play, which is essential not only for their social development, but also for building friendships and emotional resilience. Vashon Kids fills this critical void by offering a safe, supportive environment where children can play freely, connect with peers, and experience the joy and growth that comes from unstructured social time. The ability to offer reduced or free childcare through Vashon Kids has made a significant difference for many of my clients, helping to reduce stress for families and improve outcomes for children. This program not only supports families in need, but also fosters a stronger, healthier community by ensuring that all Vashon youth have the opportunity to thrive. I urge the community to continue supporting Vashon Kids so this vital access remains available and grows, ensuring that our youth receive the care, connection, and playtime they deserve. Your support directly impacts the well-being and future of our children. Thank you, Leanne McKean, Intensive Youth Crisis Therapist, Vashon Youth and Family Services.
Yeah, Leanne works in the schools as a youth-specialized intensive therapist. So she's handling cases that are like just, you know, a little bit more than what a school counselor would have the ability to do. And she can advocate for them at meetings and their IEPs and connect them to services and kind of it's for the whole family. So, yeah, thanks for Leanne for writing that.
I'll have to thank her.
So, Tom, this is your organization.
These are part of my team, and it's because of Emmy and Tiffany. I mean, Emmy being the fund and development manager, she handles all of our grants, and Tiffany, of course, being marketing and communications manager. We've got a great website, which is probably the easiest way to make a contribution by just going to the vyfs.org and click on
donate.
It's pretty simple, folks. And that's one thing about the Vashon community. I've never seen a community that is so giving and is so ready to support our own tribe right on the island here. So this is a very, very special place in the world. And on the last interview on the previous show on Brown Briefly, we had that incredible artist talking about how lucky she feels to be on this island. And I feel very blessed to be able to be employed on this island. And Tiffany, did you have something you wanted to add?
I just wanted to add, you can also give through Washington Gives, Give Big as well, and our website. And there's a link on our website, I think, that goes to Washington Gives. Tiffany can help me out there. She designs the website.
If you go to Give Big, you can donate there.
Okay.
Or you can just donate directly from on our website.
Either one. Okay.
Or you can stop by, and we're right basically in the back parking lot of the high school. You can't miss us there. Stop in at the front desk and write a check out. Molly will be happy to accept your check or cash. There's many ways to give.
So we have 30 seconds apiece. I'm a great one for people telling us a little bit about their own personal feelings about it. So, Emmy, start with you. You've got 30 seconds to tell us your personal feelings about the organization that you serve.
It's my forever job, and I'm never leaving.
All right. Well done. And Tiffany,
that gives me a little extra time. So one of the things that I love about VYFS is the way that we respond to emerging needs. We're part of the Vashon Social Service Network, so we work with a lot of the other nonprofits on the island. And we listen to our community, and whenever we can, we provide programs that can help people.
All right. So it's been an absolute delight to have both of you here, even though the captain got Emmy's name wrong for more than half
time.
Of the broadcast. We thank you for coming. We wish you every success in your, not only the goal here, but for the year to come, because we'll do this again a year from today.
I hope so.
All right.
I'd love to come back.
Take care.
Thank you. And thanks for your donation.
Yeah.
Thanks again, ladies. And that was one of the highlights of today's show, I think, with Captain Joe, and that is when he handed over a cash donation to VYFS.
All right.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
So coming up next, thanks again to VYFS for representing their fine organization. I should say our fine organization. And a huge thanks to Voice of Vashon for allowing all of our nonprofit organizations on the island free airtime, not only on Give Big Day today, but we started it a day ahead of time yesterday with some great organizations on the island. So coming up next, replacing, we're going to do a quick changeover here, folks. We've got Vashon Center for the Arts, and please join me in welcoming the Blue Heron Education Center Director, Wendy Finkelman, and we have also the Dance Director, Vadney White. Did I say Vadney White?
You did a great job.
Okay. Very nice.
All right. Captain Joe, it's all yours. Fire away.
So we have not had a dance director come here before, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about that. So
good afternoon
to you, ladies. I am Captain Joe, and I am right now in my regular broadcast time, but we've already played Semper Paratus. My marching people have already marched on and marched off. but because this is your Captain Joe, up in the captain's chair, and I have these two lovely ladies here representing the Vashon Center for the Arts in the, among other structures, the Kay White. And maybe we'll talk just a minute. So let us start by you introducing yourself, and then, Vodny, you introduce yourself. Tell us what position you occupy in the hierarchy of the Center for the Arts. And then we're just going to have a conversation amongst the four of us of friends who get together and talk about something that's really important to island life.
Thank you, and thanks for having us on the show. I'm Wendy Finkelman. I'm the director of the Blue Heron Education Center, which is the education arm of Vashon Center for the Arts. And I am now the longest standing employee.
Yay.
At VCA. I've been there for 16 years,
wow.
And it says something about my belief in what we do. I really love my job, and I love what we do at VCA.
It says a lot, too, about the success that you have brought to the organization.
Thanks. Thank you.
That is so true. And I am Vadney White. I'm the director of dance. A little closer.
There you go.
And as a person who has been here now for just a little over 10 years, working with Wendy for that long, I have to say she has had a huge impact on the youth of this community. Yeah.
So do both of you live on the island?
I do.
Rodney?
I do not anymore.
Ah.
Yes. Pandemic sent me squirreling across the way.
Ah. Well, we are here to raise a little bit of money for the Vashon Center for the Arts, and so we will leave that discussion.